This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Your average rags-to-riches story doesn't often literally involve rags and riches, but it is, in fact, the story of Sofia Amoroso. She's the founder and CEO of Nasty Gal. It's an online clothing retailer for women, say, 20 to 30 years old or so. Her book about how she got where she is, from temp jobs and dumpster diving to building a really successful company, is called Girl Boss. Sofia, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I wonder whether we ought to start with a bit of an origin story, because you were not always the high-powered company founder and CEO, were you? You had a different start in life, shall we say.
I did. I was always looking for my way and often bumping into things. In Girl Boss, I talk about throwing yourself against the wall the way you throw spaghetti against the wall to see if you stick to different things. And I did a lot of that at an early age. I thought I was destined to smash capitalism by
How's that
stealing...
going for you so far?
It didn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it didn't.
But it was, you know, I mean, you were shoplifting and dumpster diving. It was the whole deal.
It was the whole deal. I thought I was going to, you know, escape the system by, I don't know, like committing petty theft from, you know, large big box retailers. And ultimately, it just, the joke was on me. So, I had to figure something else out.
And then, to make a long story short, you wind up selling clothing, vintage clothing, right, on eBay at the age of 22, 23.
22. So... I launched Nasty Gal Vintage in late 2006, selling just exclusively vintage clothing. It was probably maybe a dozen things a week. The auctions ran for 10 days and started at $9.99. You know, I took a lot of care in what I put in the store. At a certain point, I realized I was building a brand.
All right, so here comes the less than entirely sensitive question, though. Given the success that you've had in building a brand and a company that is debt-free and in the tens of millions of dollars, right, in revenue every year, I wonder whether, and I'm trying not to be pejorative when I say this, I wonder whether you've become the man, as it were.
I'm the woman.
Okay. Have you become the woman?
I think that's, yeah, I'm like my version of the woman. I'm not the man. You know, the man to me is what the world tells you to be. And, you know, if it's on your own terms, it's not, you're not succumbing to anything. It's you're taking what works for you, and you know, what exists in the world, cobbling it together and making a life for yourself. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But when you do it as a result of the world pressuring you to, then certainly you've quote unquote sold out or become the man. But for me, no, this is like an entirely different trip.
This book is, and just starting with the title, Girl Boss, it's about your experiences as a woman in this society and in the economy and now running this company, right? You're a founder and CEO who happens to be a woman. When I talk, though, to other female CEOs, they often don't want to talk about being a female CEO.
Yeah, I don't really talk about it that much, honestly, in Girl Boss. You know, I call it Girl Boss. I could have called it Boss. That might have been pretty boring. I happen to be a girl, so, and I put a hashtag in front of it. But I really don't like talking about it, and I talk a lot in Girl Boss about, you know, that the best way of, you know, honoring the history of women's rights is just by making shit happen. And you're not going to, you know, you can change the world by talking about it, but ultimately I believe the best way is just to do things.
Do you ever sit back and just go, this is just bananas, man. This is completely crazy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm on NPR with Kai Rizdal. It's bananas.
The book is called Girl Boss. It is by Sofia Amoroso. She is the founder and CEO of Nasty Gal. Sofia, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.